What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Last hour has begun, and we begin with an old friend, Larry Templeton, who many of you, of course, know as the retired athletic director at Mississippi State. He's also spent many years advising and consulting the Southeastern Conference, and tonight that's where we talk to him about a very special event happening right as we go off the air here in a little while with a basketball game honoring his dear friend Mike Slive. Larry Templeton joins us. Larry, good afternoon. First of all, Larry, it's great to have you back here, and I know the hard work that you have done with the Slive Foundation, and we're all eager to hear how it's going to be implemented tonight and many other games throughout the basketball season. Good afternoon to you.
Well, good afternoon, Paul, and it's great to be back with you. And I really enjoyed you and Chris's conversation about Gus Manning. We're losing too many of the old characters of the Southeastern Conference. And you guys were exactly right. When you came up through this league, there were unbelievable friendships developed through the years, and we're missing that part of intercollegiate athletics right now.
Yeah, I would like to ask you. I mean, obviously there are a lot of reasons, but you lived it for so long. I mean, you worked at Mississippi State most of your life. Larry, is there some explanation of why today it all seems? I mean, it's still a very valuable league, and it's something that we're all proud of, but what's missing is my question.
That's a good question, Paul, and I'm sure there are a lot of people around the country wish they could put their finger on it. I think in the old days, Paul, we all struggled to make it work. Money was not the main object. Competing with integrity, developing great friendships. In the old days, it would, when you went to SSU, Tennessee, when Mississippi State went to play Tennessee in Knoxville, the Tennessee guys took us out to dinner, and we had a good time on Friday night. And then we competed like heck on Saturday afternoon, and we were back friends again Sunday morning. And it would just reverse when Tennessee would come to Starkville. But I think the pressure of winning, the pressure of raising money now, that this generation of ADs and administrators probably have a little more zeroed in on, I've got to make this trip for donors. I've got to be with the coach. I've got to do this or I've got to do that. It's not quite the laid-back times that you had in the Gus Manning and Haywood Harris days.
No, Larry, I remember seeing that as a student because I bullied my way into some of these dinners, and a free dinner for a 19 or 20-year-old in college with no money was a big deal. But when I'm on campuses every Friday during the season, when we talk to the ADs, they are usually running off our set to go to a fundraiser that night where I'm sure everybody else is included as well.
Well, I think they are, too. And then the visiting teams now bringing donors. And you got all of these other functions that you have to attend now. I think it's just the changing of the guard and the changing of times. But the thing back through the friendships that I was able to develop with the Jeremy Foley's and the Doug Dickey's and the David Houses and the Warner Alfords and the Pete Boones, Frank Boyles and Joe Dean. I mean, you just go on and on, and those are still dear friends.
And I would like to talk about one of those in particular. That's Mike Slive. You were one of the eulogists at his funeral in 2018, and I know how close you guys were because whenever I got included for a cup of coffee, it was a real treat to listen to you guys talk, and I know you're here to honor him even more with his foundation. Tell us about what is going on tonight and many other nights this winter.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Paul. Probably one of the last major feat that Mike Slash started was he was fighting at the end prostate cancer, and he had had it once before, and it had come back, and it is a deadly disease if you can't catch it on the front end. 1 in 8 men will develop some form of prostate cancer, and Mike wanted to put this foundation together to not only primarily not to raise money, but primarily to make men aware that if you can get treated early and tested early, that it's a 100% curable disease. And matter of fact, I had prostate cancer, and he went through it with me. And then I was with him at the end, and I saw his commitment, and we just determined a number of us we're going to carry this Mike Slott Foundation in prostate research to another level. And since 2017, we've had unbelievable success. And what we've been able to do, thanks to our good friends in athletics, we've had a number of events that we call Black Cancer Awareness Night. And Saturday at the Alabama-Auburn game in Auburn was an awareness where a number of guys, matter of fact, almost 70 guys were tested for prostate cancer with a PSA test. Tonight, for Free Tanner and the University of South Carolina and Vanderbilt are playing a game on ESPN in which we're making awareness of the black cancer. Saturday, the UAB's got a game that they're making it aware. Syracuse has got a game with Georgia Tech down the road. Mississippi State's got a game in 2 weeks that we're doing. And all we're trying to do is encourage every man that's over the age of 40, Paul, just go get tested. Because if you can get tested early and we can find that there's an issue, it's treatable. The other great thing that we've been able to do with the Mike Slott Foundation is we've been able to raise a lot of money. Now, we can raise a lot of more money, and we're going to try to do that. But I had the opportunity this morning of being on a conference call or a Zoom call with Dr. Frake, who is one of the guys that we gave a grant, who is studying research of prostate cancer. In this past year, the Slott Foundation awarded 6 grants across the country. I mean, they're in Stony Brook, at the University of California, they're at MD Anderson, they're at the City of Hope, they're at Duke, that are doing amazing research. And in this presentation this morning, the doctor was talking about things that I couldn't even comprehend, but they're on the threshold of being able to beat this disease, and we just got to keep making it aware. Because if we can get the men tested, Paul, we can save a bunch of lives.
Well, Larry, I appreciate you making people aware again tonight in Columbia and so many other places, and we'll keep mentioning that in your work, honoring Mike's life and his true passion outside of his family to make this happen. Be well. Thanks so much. We have a lot more we'd like to ask you about with this SEC schedule one day. If you'll come back and tell us what's going to happen here in a couple of weeks.
I think I'll hide for a little while.
I didn't think you were eager to talk about that. Well, Larry, thank you for making time for us and appreciate
you,
your commitment.
Appreciate your help.
You got it. Larry Templeton, I joked about the schedule because he has been a big part of with Mark Womack and so many others at the SEC office in trying to make all of these schedules work. But again, we appreciate him coming on talking about the Slott Foundation. We'll take a short break. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a moment.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Finebaum Show podcast.
And tonight, Chi-Chi Jackson getting ready. South Carolina hosting Vanderbilt. Good game straight ahead. And tomorrow, we haven't had a chance to talk to this gentleman in a long time. One of the all-time legends, Barry Switzer, joins us talking about Oklahoma heading into the SEC. Nobody bigger than Barry Switzer in the state of Oklahoma. Let's get back to the calls here and check in with Josh in Kentucky. Hey, Josh, thank you. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Long-time listener, and just honored to have the opportunity to call in here.
Oh, thank you.
Saturday morning, SEC Nation, your show's on. Every afternoon we come home, got two little girls, my wife, the show's on.
Thank you.
What I wanted to call about today, we're talking about the worst Valentine's Day ever. Well, there's a sad part of this, but there's also a happy part to it, and that's what I want to get to. I'm a high school head football coach here in the state of Kentucky. Almost 19 years, 10 as a head football coach. My dad, a longtime head football coach here in the state, and won a state title as a head coach, several others as an assistant. And then the person I'm calling about, my grandfather, Joe Kelly Jaggers. My grandfather last year, at the age of 82, he passed away on Super Bowl Sunday, of all things. You know, how ironic. Passed away about 11 o'clock on Super Bowl Sunday. So, of course, you know, the next day, being Valentine's Day, was the day that really came to light and having to deal with it. My grandfather, was a head football coach for 33 years here in the state of Kentucky, and up to about 10 years ago, was the all-time winningest head football coach here in the state, won 5 state titles. And in his later years in life, last several years, when our season was over, and he lived about 10 miles away from me, he thought the absolute world of your show and your callers and everything. And I would go over there, and it'd be he and I. And we'd sit there, and we'd watch your show, I mean, religiously. You know, I mean, I've been fortunate in my life to play and
in high school, college, both, and then coach under some extremely successful men. But when you got your grandfather and also my dad with their success, and my grandfather, you know, talking about, he was my Bear Bryant. You know, about 3 weeks ago, looking back on the anniversary of Bear Bryant's death, you know, I really hit. And I just wanted to let you know, you know, there's a sad part of this, but there's also a happy part to it, of what you meant to my grandfather, him watching your show, and what you mean to all of our family, because it's, you're on every afternoon, even here in the off season. Get back from off season workouts, and Paul Feinbaum show's on. And I know that's a little bit long winded story.
No, but, Josh, listen, I can't tell you what it means to hear about Coach Jaggers, and I can only imagine his, you know, what his legendary status was in that state. I mean, you understand it being his grandson, but it must have been quite. I mean, you've already had a great life with, you know, being involved in coaching, but I can only imagine the people that you were able to come in contact with what he had done and what he stood for.
Oh, it's, you know, I can't go anywhere. You know, my family is spread out. You know, my mom and dad, both teachers, administrators, and like I said, my dad, longtime head football coach himself, and an assistant as well. But from Pikeville to Paducah, you can't go anywhere without knowing people. You know, some of those I've made and met on my own accord, but I'd be remiss and in line if I said that you know, his name and, you know, and our family name, I mean, because of him, you know, it is recognized because of him and the lives that he touched. And, you know, last year during his funeral, I mean, having several of his players come back and speak, and like I said, he was my Bear Bryant, and he was a lot of people's Bear Bryant. But, yeah, my clinics, you know, up until this winter, really, you know, we're going over, and I mean, obviously go to coaching clinics, but my clinics, we're going over and sitting with him, you know. And, you know, I don't know if he retired in the summer of 1999, right before my senior year of high school. And my dad was an assistant there, and I played, I was fortunate enough to play for the legendary Sam Harp here in the state. Those in Kentucky listening will know that name as well. But, you know, had it not been for me, I don't know if anybody would have caught him. And I say that because of the fact that he retired so that he could come watch me, you know, my senior year. And he coached another 10 or 12 years. You know, I don't know that anybody in the state would have caught him. But, I just wanted to let you know what you meant to him and what you meant to me, getting to share those moments with him. And like I said, I got two little girls, and you're part of your show's part of our family now too. So like I said, sad twist, but there's a happy twist to all this too. So,
well, Josh, I want to say this to you, and you do this just like with your dad and granddad, and sometimes you do wonder, you know, what everybody up there is thinking or saying. But I can't tell you what this has meant to me to hear you say this, because because I've seen so much growing up, and as I've gotten older in this profession, you know, people like that are really irreplaceable. There just aren't that many, and it just so happens that he's your grandfather. But I just think about all the coaches that we all meet, and the special place that they have, and you're living it right now. You've lived it really your whole life, but it's gratifying and heartwarming to me, the appreciation and the relationship that you had with him, because I think a lot of people watching right now or listening are thinking about their own relationships. You know, their grandparents may not, granddad may not have been a legendary coach in Kentucky, but they're still special. And you've really brought that home to me in a way that I can't thank you enough for doing so, and for sharing with us.
Yes, sir. Well, I that means a lot, you saying that. And you know, my paternal grandmother, she's still alive, not doing well. She's the dementia thing. You know, you people talk about there's worse things than death. A lot of times there is, but you know, she's living down where my dad lives, down the far western part of the state, Land Between the Lakes area, and he's taking care of her. And,
is your dad still coaching, Josh?
No, sir. He is. You know, something I learned from both of them in this coaching world is probably more so than anything is the balance, having balance in your life and having those hobbies. My dad comes up on Friday nights. I'm actually coaching I've kind of grown up in two places in the state, really, two places I call home. Hodgenville, LaRue County High School, where I was the head coach previously for 8 years. And then my dad was the head football coach here at Lincoln County High School back in the 90s, just southwest of Lexington. And the Lincoln County job came open last year. And, you know, when opportunities are right, that you want to take a chance and that you'd always regret if you didn't. So I had the opportunity to come back here to my other home and be the head football coach. And the long way of going about it, Dad is he's a great consultant, and he comes up here on Friday nights and sits in the box, and he's helped me before, helped me last year in 2021 at LaRue County on the sidelines quite a bit, and got to coach as a big time recruit here in the state of Kentucky.
Josh, let me jump in here quickly because we're about to have to break.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Let me thank you again, and for sharing the memories. We are in your debt. Thanks so much.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back. We appreciate you being here. Final 30 minutes of the show. Joe is up next in Red Bay. Hello, Joe.
Well, Tyrone, Paul Feinbaum, but hey, I sat here and I actually had a few tears in my eyes listening to that last phone call.
Yeah, that really got, I don't know, that really got to me.
It did me too. That was a remarkable and true story about the life. And man, Paul, that kind of got to me there. But anyway, I just wanted to call up. I'm gonna keep it sweet. I'm not gonna jump on nobody today. But I just wanted to tell everybody out there Happy Valentine's Day. And if you don't have nobody, just know this right here: you're the apple in God's eyes. There's somebody out there that loves you. And it's always that way. And I will say this to the very attractive ladies, especially y'all, Happy Valentine's Day. And for the ones that's you know, trying to get there, Larry from Shelby says, hey, have you ever been?
You said you weren't going there. Come on. You've just finished Larry from Shelby off.
Well, I couldn't help it, Paul. I just had to.
I'm worried about you. I know you've been through a tough time, but you sound like you're making a comeback.
I am. What help? I just got done talking to my mom, and you know, I'm blessed to still have my mom, as you well know, that because you know I've told her, you know, Happy Valentine's Day for her, because my dad's really not able to get out and drive, you know, do much to anymore, and so, you know, had to call and you know, wish her Happy Valentine's Day, because, you know, hey, I love her more than anybody on this earth. And but you know, hey, it's been a it started off a pretty somber day for me, and memories flashing back, but as the day went on, I think
this is a great day, but this could be said for a lot of holidays, but this one might be even more difficult, because as great as it is for some, it's equally difficult for others.
It is, but you know, the main thing to focus on is the good times. I mean, there's a, you know, elderly couple at my church. The lady's husband just passed away Sunday, and so I mean, this is, you know, their first Valentine's Day, you know, in many years. I mean, because they're both in their 80s, and that's their first, you know, in many years. And so there's some that's got it tough out there, and just, you know, if you know somebody, regardless of what they're going through, you know, be the sparkle in their eyes, because you may be the only one that brings, you know, sunshine in their life. And you bring so much sunshine in everybody's life. And I think everybody's told you this, and, you know, even when you get on to us, it's with love. And hey,
well,
you just got something.
You know, Joe, I think I'm learning from the audience about that, because I have a tendency in the past maybe to be a little bit too tough on, maybe, you know, I wouldn't even call it tough love, because, but I am slowly, and I mean slowly, learning.
Well, you're doing great. You have nothing to look back as far as done. You've done great. I mean, you have done great. You've touched so many lives, and you know, you brought me through so much. And you really have, and I was listening to the show today. Like I said, my day started off, man, I didn't want to see nobody. I mean, I left the blinds down. I didn't want to see, you know, just memories flooding back. But then I got to thinking, well, those are happy memories I'm thinking about. And then I turned your show on and started listening to it, and it's about sport, and sports helps you so in so many more ways than you can imagine. You're the best at it. I mean, your show is just a... There's not a broadcaster out there that beats you. I mean, you're the tops, hands down. I mean, it's not even close. Stephen A. Smith can take lessons from you, and he ought to take lessons from you. And don't pick TCU over Georgia. That's just, not this year. But Paul, I just wanted you to know, man, I love you, brother. And, hey, anybody out there, just know the Lord loves you, you know. And I love you, everybody out there. And, you know, tough times is, you know, they get better. There's always that, you know, sun always rises and dawn. So anyway, Paul, I'll get off here and let somebody else talk, but I just want you to know that, hey, you mean a lot to me, brother. And I hope you and your wife, hope you got her something good, Paul. Hope you you don't have to sleep outside with a dog.
That's too cold. I'm not doing that. Hey, thank you, Joe. Thanks for the call, and thanks for the kind words, and you be well. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, Paul. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Let's continue. Brent is up next. Hey, Brent. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Paul. I was listening to you earlier, and I believe his name was Josh who just called and was talking about his dad and grandfather in Kentucky. And it really struck a chord, because I came close to calling you last year. My grandfather, I'll see if this name rings a bell to you, his name is Glenn Daniel.
Oh, sure.
He was a high school football coach at Luverne for many years.
Right.
Was very similar. There's just so many parallels, which is why I just really felt compelled to call, listen to you for years. But my grandfather, all the things he was saying it brings back all those memories, and him talking about the, you know, the funeral and with my grandfather, we called him D-Daddy. But at D-Daddy's funeral, you know, it was so much of his.
Well, if I remember, Brett, I mean, your granddad, I mean, he coached forever, didn't he? I mean, 40 years, something like that?
Yeah, forever in a day, you can say. And then he kind of hung it up. Again, very similar story when some of my older cousins started playing football so he could attend their games. And then he kind of went back in a gap and helped Coach DeBose, you know, when he came down.
Oh, right.
So, there was a lot of parallels. And,
well, by the way, I'm not trying to ruin the mood here, but you've reminded me of one of the more infamous moments, I think, of my career, and I don't know if you remember it or not, now Butch Norman, was he the AD or the coach?
I think a little bit of both.
Yeah, because do you remember when Butch brought in Dubose?
I can say vaguely. My family didn't stay in Luverne.
Okay, anyway, the point being, not to get off your story, but we had we had Butch on the show to talk about hiring Mike Dubose. And right. I was being rather aggressive, to put it mildly.
Okay.
And I hope your grandfather heard this interview. I will, because he would appreciate it. At the time, Dubose was not held in as high regard as he is now. And
he had some incidents.
Yeah, he got pretty ugly. And he finally said, well, you know, you may not think it's a good hire, but he beat Steve Spurrier twice in one season. And I don't even remember what I said, but he hung up on me, and it was like I don't know why I thought of that when you mentioned Luverne, or Butch Norman, I should say. But tell me more about your granddad, though. I'm familiar with his career, but
he was for a long time the winningest head football coach in the state of Alabama, and I am drawing a blank on the guy from UMS, right? But you know how things just come.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I'm a current administrator at a local high school. I'm actually on my way to Charles Henderson and Troy right now to cheer on our boys and girls basketball team in their regional basketball games. But we played UMS Wright in the first round of playoffs and lost, unfortunately, and that was the record setting win for the UMS Wright head coach. Again, I'm drawing a blank on his name. I should know it. But you know, there was another guy in between from T.R. Miller, but you know, it's just strange being at the field where, you know, your grandfather's record has been, I don't want to say overshadowed, because I don't think anything can overshadow what he did coaching through the classifications when, you know, tiny Luverne is playing schools in Montgomery and places that actually have a, you know, a population and still winning. So, for him to do that in the time
What was it like growing up? Because everybody remembers something about, we talked about with Josh a minute ago, I mean, when your granddad is really the center of the town's universe, that has to be a unique experience, does it not?
Right. And like I said, you know, I didn't grow up in Luverne. We spent a lot of time there. And he and my dad played quarterback for him and was a good player. And the stories that I hear every time I would go somewhere with my dad and my grandfather would be how there was a field goal that my dad kicked against Dave in the third round. And everybody knew he made it except for apparently the officials on the field. And that even Dave people were saying that he made it. And I couldn't tell you the year it was, but they rattled off, and it didn't matter if you were getting a biscuit in the morning at Hardee's, or if you were going into one of the, you know, upper class stores to buy something. It was always the same stories over and over again.
That's great.
And it's great. He's a legend, and I'll be honest with you, I was young when he was finishing coaching, and he won his state title when I was like three or four. And he got another one as assistant coach, but so I didn't get to really experience part of it. But my dad, which now D-Day is my mom's dad, so it's my maternal grandfather. My dad played football for him, but you hear so much more stories and what it was like from him. But see, my dad became a coach, and then I followed his footsteps before I kind of got into administration. And it's one thing that you don't realize. Like I would tell people. That my granddad was Glenn Daniel that were in coaching circles, and they were like in awe. And I had a guy that worked for me that really wanted to meet him. So, you know, we hooked that up. And when I tell you, they sat there and talked everything from World War II to the option. It was everything, because that's another thing. My grandfather was just a living legend. Fought in World War II, played basketball at Kentucky under Rupp.
Did he really?
You know.
Wow.
Yes. His biography is incredible to read. And then you know, stopped. He actually left Kentucky because his hometown basketball coach, he grew up in Selma, called him and said that there was a job for him at a school that had never had a football program and wanted him to run it. So he came down and did that and got it up and going, and then spent the rest of his career at Luverne. So I don't know. Like I said, he passed away the day before Easter last year. And I've listened to you for years and years, and I debated calling in. I don't think I could have got through the phone call at that time. So, you know, being able to, you know, remember him and hearing your, not last call, the one previous to him, just struck a chord and really compelled me to want to, you know, reach out and just talk with you for a minute, because I've never called before, never really felt compelled to. But I've enjoyed the conversation this evening.
Well, it's meant a lot to me, Brent. Thank you so much for reminding all of us who spent so much time in Alabama of Glenn, and you be well. Thanks so much. What an amazing experience we've had here in the last 30 or 40 minutes. We'll take a short break. We are coming right back. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.